From the Sky News Centre at 3, the Prime Minister has revealed that British aid worker Linda Norgrove may have been killed by friendly fire in the attempt to free her from kidnappers in Afghanistan. Initially, it was reported Miss Norgrove died after her rebel captors detonated a bomb vest. Terror expert John Gearson says it's since transpired she may have died when a grenade was thrown by US troops.
It is nevertheless unfortunate that from somewhere an account that talked about suicide vests and individuals, captors, murdering the hostage is now translated into a terrible accident occurred during a highly dangerous mission.
People who claim long-term incapacity benefit will undergo new health checks from today as part of reforms to the welfare system. A pilot scheme is being carried out in two areas of the UK. Claimants will be assessed to see if they can work or should continue claiming the allowance. The council at the inquests into the July the 7th London bombings says it's the saddest of duties to open their inquests. Proceedings began with a minute's silence to remember the 52 who died. It looks as if the government is about to finalise a list of state-owned assets it wants to sell off to help reduce the national debt. Sources suggest as many as 25 government-owned assets could be sold, including the Tote and the Royal Mint. Singer George Michael has thanked all those who helped get him through his 4 weeks in prison, describing their support as inspirational. He was released from jail this morning after serving time for drug driving. The star was all smiles as he made a brief appearance outside his London home, teasing reporters and photographers about his next musical idea.
By the way, I've just thought of a really good idea for a song, so... it's not going to be nothing to do with prison.
X Factor contestants FYD have blamed the show's running order for them being given the boot. The group believe appearing first on Saturday's show counted against them because some viewers missed the start of the show. That's the latest. I'm Richard Suchet.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
Hi, I'm John Steele, and I'll be taking part in the John Peel Day on BCFM, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. the next morning. And if you're into psychedelia and West Coast, I'm your man. I'll be joining Mark Earle at 7:30 and then taking us out from 8 till 9. This is part of the John Peel Special Day, all day on BCFM, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. the next morning on the 11th of October. Thanks, as keep it real, keep it peel.
Something for you to look forward to. Jot it down in your diary now.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Yes, you're listening to Bristol Community FM, and it's now time for me, Math, on the John Peel Day. We've had lots and lots of stuff so far. I particularly liked the interview with Mr. Evis from Glastonbury. That was very good. I enjoyed that one. He shouldn't have gone and stroked the car. That was naughty of him, but you know these rock stars, they get a bit temperamental. Anyway, we're keeping it Peel today, and I've decided I'm going to keep it Peel and keep it to the tunes. And that last tune you heard was King Crimson. They did a couple of sessions with John, and they did them at the Maida Vale Studios, of course. They did the first one in 1969. That's the year I was born, blimey. And then they did one in the same year, 1969. They did one in May, and then they did one in August. Blimey, they were busy. So, yeah, John's been going for a long, long time. He's been on the radio for, well, he was on the radio, should I say, from 1967, and a massive, massive long career right up until October the 11th, 2004, unfortunately, when we lost him. But I'll be playing you tunes, some of his anecdotes, and I'll also be talking to a band who I've got here, two guys from the band, and they're going to be playing me one of their tracks, Keeping It Peel Styly, and they're High Fiction Science, James and Aidan. I'll be speaking to them a bit later, but let's get the show going properly and play you some music. And this is Gary Newman. Argue with that, really, can you? That was Gary Newman, and he played with John Peel. He did a lot of sessions, and he's making a comeback, of course, because of the big 80s revival. And he did Replicas, the album in 1979, which included the smash hit single Our Friends Are Electric, an influential Peel session, and later that yet same year, The Pleasure Principle. And I could go on. He did Cars, and that he's been sampled over and over and over again. And John was a big fan of that. And I'll be playing a lot more music later on. And I'm also going to be playing for you a little bit of Home Truths, because I've got Lynette coming in after me doing a show dedicated to John Peel and Home Truths. It wasn't just the music he did. If you remember on Saturday mornings, just listening to his voice, talking to people on the phone about random things, it was really, really relaxing. At the time, I was living on a boat, so it was even more relaxing. And I look forward to my Home Truths on a Saturday morning. In the meantime, anyway, let's have some Eka Mouse, another one of his favourites.
Bristol Community FM 93.2. Your voice, your choice.
And today it's my voice, and you're listening to the John Peel Day on BCFM 93.2 FM or on bcfm.org.uk. And if you're liking the show, or you just want to have a question, or you want to have a chat or something, get in touch. By all means, there's loads of ways you can do it. You can email maf@bcfm.org.uk, that's MAF, or studio@bcfm.org.uk. You can also text 0752 880 23 47, or you can call the studio on Bristol 955 37 21, making sure that there's music on, of course, because it's me that answers the phone. We haven't got a secretary yet, but we're still here with the John Peel Day, and it's going to be going on right till 1 in the morning. And we've in fact got a special guest coming in at 11, which I will tell you about a little bit later. But
as long as there are guitars to be twanged, they will be heard on this programme.
Of course, yeah, we can't really argue with that, and they will be played on this programme. And the last track you heard was by Eka Mouse, and if you're a reggae fan, then I need say no more. Enough said, should I say. And he played at the Maida Vale Studios in 1983 in October, 10th of the 10th, so literally yesterday ago. All those years ago, yesterday. And he also played on the 16th of the 6th, 1984. And he was big on the Greensleeves label. I remember sticking those old 12 inches on the turntable and just listening to some dub. But let's take it straight away from the dub to something else. And we're going into Alabama Free.
Thank you.
Yes, and that was Alabama Free, and unfortunately they never got a chance to do a Peel session, but John Peel liked to play new bands, so they're not new, strictly new, but they would have played John Peel. They were going to split up, but for the Sopranos, who picked up on their tune, woke up this morning, and suddenly they were back on the road again as a band. And they're a British band mixing rock, dance, blues and country and gospel styles, and they were founded in Brixton in 1996. And I'm surprised John never picked up on these ones, but they're certainly still going now, thanks to the Sopranos. In the States, they're massive. They're known as A3. I told you about this on my show on Saturday, actually. I think I played some of them there. And John Peel also did television, and I heard on the interview earlier on with Michael Eavis that he hated doing all these award shows. He liked to do it right on the ground with the people where John was all the time. And I spoke to a guy the other day who actually put parties on near Ipswich, and John Peel regularly attended these parties, and you know, he would go to the local little party and then would go to these massive award ceremonies and hate it. So you know, that's where his feet were, firmly on the ground in Suffolk, or was it Norfolk, Suffolk, wherever it was, around Ipswich area, and he wouldn't drive through Kent, and that was what Essex, and that was one of his hates on Room 101. And another one of his hates on Room 101 was death.
What's this?
Well, this is death.
Death?
It is, yes.
You want to put death into Room 101?
Yes, yeah.
Are you preoccupied by death?
Well, without really wishing to get too serious about it, and as you get older, obviously, you do think in terms of of death and the likelihood of it coming along. In fact, the near certainty, let us say, it will eventually catch up with you. I mean, the thing is, I want to stay alive. I'd love to believe in an afterlife. Do you know what I mean? I really would, because not because I want to meet Shakespeare, you know, or do anything like that.
Or play table tennis with Mozart.
None of that. No, but just things like, I'd like to find out from my dad whether he meant me or my brother to have the Welsh dresser. Do you know what I mean? There was a big family dispute about this, and the fact that I've resurrected it now will not go down
who's,
well.
Who's got the Welsh dresser then?
My brother.
That's it. And you were promised it, were you?
Well, it's a long story. You don't want to hear the whole thing, but it is. One of these days, I'll write a musical around it.
If you could live forever, what age would you like to freeze your life? What age would you like to be at?
Yes, it's a difficult one. I'd like a bit younger than I am at the moment. You know, I think for a DJ, 45 would be an ideal age.
Yes.
I think 78 is too much.
So if you chose someone to stay alive with you, let's say you had the power to yourself and one other person, who would that be? Could be anybody. Who would you like to bring back to life?
Oh, bring back to life?
Yeah.
This is one of those things that I was told by my family to avoid being sentimental, because I cry incredibly easily, and they said if I cried, they'd never speak to me again. but I would like to bring my dad back, I must admit, because he... I made the mistake of working out, one of those things, never do this, one of those things when, with time on my hands, I worked out the date on which I would have outlived him, which was on the 20th of February last year, and in the months, the weeks leading up to it, I was in such a state of terror, because I thought, I can't outlive my dad, you know, it just isn't natural. So I expected to drop dead at almost any moment, so it was a very unpleasant few weeks that I had there. But he died before I got to know him at all as a human being, and I think he's probably quite a nice bloke, and I never really discovered that, because he was still an authority figure, really. And so I think I'd bring my dad back. It's dull, but that's what I would do. We'll be right back.
FM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
Yes, and today you've got the John Peel Day all day and you've got lots and lots of stuff going on. You're here with me at the moment, Math, and I'll be here until 5 o'clock. And after that, we've got Lynette coming in to talk about Home Truths and playing you some anecdotes and snippets of wisdom from the four corners of Britain. And we've got Marc Levier. I never get his name right. He usually does the film show. And he's going to do a reverse chronology of John Peel. That's at 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then between 7, we've got Marc staying on, but he's got John Steele in with him. And they're going to do a surprising interview with Chaz Hodges from Chaz and Dave. Blimey. We're getting everyone in today involved in this one. We're feeling a bit special. And then we've got John Steele on at 8, and the Incredible String Band, he's going to be playing Captain Beefheart and lots of stuff like that. Gong, David Allen, you know, and Gong actually was Steve Hillage. I'll be playing a little bit of him later, as his next incarnation, which was the Orb. And then we've got Tony Gosling, of course, the mighty Tony, organiser of today. He's going to be on between 9 and 11, and he's going to be doing lots and lots of stuff about John Peel, lots of tunes John Peel played. He's going to be playing The Verve, The Fall, and I'm coming onto The Fall now because I'm not going to be playing any today because, you know, it's John Peel Day. John Peel loved them, we know that. He loved them and the White Stripes, and they were in his last record box. 10 White Stripes records. Imagine that, if you were that band and 10 of your records were in John Peel's favourite box. What a thing. But back to The Fall anyway, I digress. And they're playing on the 30th of November. If you're a Fall fan, they're playing at the Comedia in Bath. And, you know, you can go to their box office. It's 0845-293-8480. Or just go online and check out Fall playing in Bath. And you'll be able to find out how you can get tickets. And I'm sure they'll sell out pretty quick. So if you want to go, get them now. And I wouldn't be able to do a John Peel show if I didn't play you some Ivor Cutler. A massive, massive fan John was of Ivor Cutler. A manic Scottish poet who myself I love, and this one's called The Shapely Balloon.
Mammy, I want a balloon. A balloon? What do you want a balloon for, son? To play with. To play with? Do you think I'm going to lay out good money so that you can play with a balloon? Certainly not. Start again. Mammy, I want a balloon. A balloon? What for, son? I'm hungry. All right, here's threepence. Go and buy one. Thank you, my mammy. Can I have a balloon, please, shopkeeper? What for, son? I'm hungry. We don't stock that kind. Look here, just give me a balloon. Here's my threepence. I'm hungry for a balloon. Oh, no, no. We only sell them to play with. All right, then. I'll do it your way. I want a balloon because I'm hungry, but I'm going to tell you I want a balloon to play with, but you're not to tell my mother that I want a balloon to play with because she knows that I'm buying a balloon because I'm hungry for one. Do you understand? Perfectly. Good. Give me a threepenny balloon to play with. Are you sure that's what you want it for? Now look, we've gone all through this before. Give me a threepenny balloon to play with, for goodness sake, and let me get out of here. All right. What colour do you want? Any colour. What shape? What shape have you? That shape, and that shape, and that shape over there. And this shape, and that shape. Give me that shape. There you are. Fourpence. But I've only got threepence. I'll cut a portion off. Then it won't blow up. You want a threepenny balloon, don't you? But it's no good to me as it is. Of course it is. Look at the shape. Oh, all right then, I'll take it. Mammy has got it. Let's see. There's a bit off. Yes, it's a fourpenny one and I've got threepence worth. The man's a fool. Take it back and tell him you want a whole one. He's not going to like that. Tell him your mother said so. I've brought it back. My mother says I have to get a whole balloon for threepence. Look, son, you wanted that shape. Yes, I like that shape the best. Well, they're fourpence. But I've got to have a whole one. All right. Here's a shrunken one. Right shape, right price. But it's only the size of my thumb. So? I'm hungry for a balloon. That's not going to assuage my hunger. Assuage? Don't you use these dirty words in my shop. Get out. Go on, get out of my shop. Assuage indeed. I don't know what the younger generation is coming to. Mammy, look. A threepenny balloon. It's the right shape, but look at the size. That's not going to assuage your hunger. That's what I said to the man, and he got furious and drove me out of the shop and told me not to use these words. What'll I do, Mammy? Why don't you sit down and shut up? Can't you see I'm writing your Auntie Mildred a poem for her wooden anniversary?
Lucky old Auntie Mildred, eh? Wonder what year wooden anniversary is. If you know what year is, then do year it is, then do get in touch by emailing math@bcfm.org.uk or studio@bcfm.org.uk, or you can text 0752 880 2347, and I'll be looking at those in a moment. But that was Ivor Cutler, and he was one of John's favourites. And I've got a quote from here from Ivor now, and he says, John Peel has a show on number one radio on which he plays the latest gramophone records. Brilliant. He put one of my records on, and a few days later there was a cloud of envelopes coming in. But some people like Cutler and some people don't. One man called in and said, hey, get rid of that guy, he's driving me nuts and his voice is making my wife's hair stand on end. Brilliant. He's a Scottish poet, humorist and songwriter, and Ivor Cutler performs his touching, absurd short poems in a gentle Scottish burr. And he recorded a total of 21 Peel sessions. 21! You must have liked him, you know, for to get 21 sessions out of John Peel is pretty good going, all between 1969 and 1991. And Ivor said, I gained a whole new audience thanks to Peel, much to the amazement of my older fans who find themselves among the 16 to 35s in theatres and wonder where they come from. Blimey. I'll be playing a little bit more of Ivor Cutler later on, and in a moment I'm going to be speaking to James and Aidan, who are from High Fiction Science. We're keeping it Peel today. They're a new band around, and they've got a new album and single coming out soon, which I'll be playing you some of that, and I'll be also talking to them before we do that. But in the meantime, here's some Flying Lizards.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Go ahead.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Go ahead.
Can I count it on?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your charm. Like a sex machine. You've got to have the feeling. Sure to your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Huh.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
And a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Shall I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead, take him to the bridge.
Take him onto the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge. Hit me now, come on. Get up.
Get on up.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, he got his.
Go ahead.
Community FM 93.2. Your voice, your choice.
Yes, and you're listening to 93.2 FM or bcfm.org.uk, and that was the Flying Lizards. They did a Peel session back in 1978, I think it was, and they did Summertime Blues as well. They also did Money, the track by the Beatles, and various other ones. And they were a British experimental rock band who were formed in 1978 in London, England. And I always thought they were German, but I think a lot of things and they're not right. And they are best remembered as a new wave one-hit wonders, thanks to their deliberately eccentric cover of Barrett Strong's Money, of course, which was done by the Beatles as well, and which came as a surprise in the UK and the US as a chart success in the 1979. I remember it well. Anyway, coming back to the job at hand, we're going to keep it nice and peel, and we've got a band in with us today. Excuse me. And I've got James and Aidan here from High Fiction Science. Hello, guys.
Hiya, Matt.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having us in. Yeah.
It's not a problem. You ask, and I will try and make it happen. So tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we're a Bristol-based band formed about 3 years ago. Initially, we were playing kind of krautrock-influenced instrumental music, so some sort of Peel favourite kind of bands like Can and Noi and Kraftwerk. And then since then, we got a female vocalist, so we started doing kind of more song-based tracks, which are kind of an amalgamation of the softer side of kind of folky sort of vocals combined with the harder edge sort of krautrock sound. So it's quite an original mix, we think.
Yeah, I've never heard of the term krautrock until today. It's a new one on me. So what sort of made you decide as a band to go in that direction?
It's just really the combination of all of our individual influences. We're all into that kind of music.
That was a common feature of our influences, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. A common theme that kind of brought us all together, and that kind of sort of slightly minimal, experimental, stripped back motoric sound is just very inspirational for us all, really.
Right, and how long have you been together as a band?
It's roughly about 3 years now.
And you've done, obviously, a lot of gigs.
Yeah, quite a few local gigs, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And we're just in the process of recording our debut album at the moment.
Debut. So how many tracks have you got on that album?
Well, at the moment, we're looking at recording about 11 tracks. We've basically almost finished them, but we're just doing some final mixing and production.
So how does it work nowadays because of all the downloading and stuff like that? So how do you actually get an album out there and make some money back from it?
You don't,
yeah.
Basically, this is all kind of self-funded by ourselves. Unless we get it picked up by a bigger label, then there's, you know, it's just basically all our own investment in this at the moment.
Yeah.
Really, the way the music industry as a whole is pretty much collapsed in terms of the old traditional model of bands getting signed and getting big advances and stuff like that. Really, you sort of put stuff out there yourself. Obviously, that was a kind of one of Peel's kind of main sort of influences for people to do that take that kind of DIY attitude to it.
Of course, yeah, and it's all MySpace now, isn't it? And a lot of free downloads. I noticed the other day on the line, Neil Innes has put all his tracks on there free to download. It's not even illegal to download them.
Right.
You just have to go onto his site and bosh it away.
Yeah, I think it's quite strange the way that the music industry has moved that way now. I think they're looking to kind of make more revenue from sort of merchandise and stuff like that. And basically, it's almost, unless you give it away, people are just going to take it anyway.
Of course, yeah. They're just going to whip it off YouTube or whatever, you know. So coming back to the job at hand, we're on John Peel Day. So tell us a little bit about your experiences of John Peel.
Okay, well, I suppose John Peel was really responsible for my musical education. I started listening back in the days of post-punk, and he was championing labels like Factory, Rough Trade, Mute, all very iconic labels. Also, well, not all of them still around today, but their name is, you know, the names of these labels is legendary, really, and the bands which came through those labels,
yeah,
have been a big influence on my musical direction.
Of course, yeah, on all of our musical directions. I think I probably wouldn't be here today now doing what I'm doing. So, yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the track that we've got lined up for you to play. Fleance is a cover of it's a cover version that we've done of a Third Ear Band song. Third Ear Band were kind of part of that countercultural underground sort of late 60s, early 70s bands that Peel really promoted. And in fact, he played on their debut album. So it made quite an interesting choice for us to cover one of their tracks and kind of give it, hopefully take some original material and give it our own sort of distinctive edge.
Yeah, it's got to be a good compliment if someone does a cover of your songs.
Absolutely.
So when is this album due to come out?
Well, we've got this single, Fleance, will be released on the Freedom Air record label towards the end of November, early December. If you just Google Freedom Air Records, you'll find out the information about that. It's going to be on a limited edition double 7-inch single on their 2011 annual. And then our own album will be probably available digitally initially, I would think, but then we're then looking to get some physical copies pressed up, and it'll probably be available I would think sort of February, March 2011.
That's something to look forward to then. So it's a cover version, this one, by Third Ear, is it?
Third Ear Band,
yeah. So are the rest of the songs all your own material?
Pretty much. We've done another cover actually, which is Old World by Jonathan Richmond, but again we've basically radically changed that and kind of given it very much a motoric propulsive beat and kind of really changed it. Other than that, yeah, it's all our own material.
Right, so how can people check you out if they want to have a listen to you first before they sort of want to invest in buying your music?
Well, we've got a MySpace site, which is...
Yeah, myspace.com.
That's the best place to
our music. /high-fiction-science.
Yeah. Yeah, that's as it sounds, High Fiction Science.
H-I,
just high.
Yeah.
As in hi, hello. And hello to everyone out there still listening. And hope you get well soon, Pogo. And I will go straight into that track then. So this track is called Fleance, and this is High Fiction Science. And thanks very much for coming in today, boys.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Oh, you're too wise for slay me suddenly.
That was Fleance, and that was by High Fiction Science. And thanks to James and Aidan there for coming in and chatting about that. And I'll be coming back to you with the John Peel Day straight after the news. But here's a track in the meantime, and this was also featured on John Peel lots of times. Not this track in particular, but the band The Kills, You Are a Fever. Typical at all. And that was The Kills, and they did a Peel session way back, a long time back, in back in the 80s, I think. No, the early 90s it was. And I'll be playing lots more tracks for you, and some new tracks as well, over my shows over the next week. And I've got an email from Antonio and Goga, and they sent me a track, The Chicken Robot Dance, and maybe
first I'll play you that one next week,
and we're going to go into the news now.
You are listening on BCFM 93.2 FM. It is your voice and it is your choice.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol